With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There have been many tributes to former President Carter, who died yesterday at the age of 100. President-elect Trump says the nation owes Mr. Carter a debt of gratitude. President Biden calls the 39th president a man of principle, faith, and humility. Mr. Carter and his wife, Rosalynn, were the longest married presidential couple in U.S. history.
The Carters were married for more than 76 years, longer than any other presidential couple. Throughout their marriage, Jimmy and Rosalynn read the Bible together aloud each night. They lived in Plains, Georgia, the tiny town where they were born and grew up.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. Damage assessment is ongoing after a powerful storm system roared across the South over the weekend. The storm spun off tornadoes, left at least four people dead. Also at SRNNews.com, South Korea ordering safety inspections of all Boeing 737-800 airliners as investigators try to pinpoint the cause of a weekend plane crash that killed 179 people. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes says it's South Korea's worst aviation disaster in decades.
Many family and relatives have gathered inside the airport terminal. Temporary accommodation has been set up for them inside the terminal. They basically set up a large area of tents so the families can have privacy. They are very distressing scenes. Many people crying, wailing last night and still this morning. We now understand from South Korean media, that there were many families on this flight. We understood that there's a family of five who have all died. We also saw in South Korean media a family of eight have all perished in this flight.
Two crew members survived the crash, South Korea's government declaring a seven-day period of national mourning. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 527 points, NASDAQ off 279. This is SRN News. More trouble for Christians in Sri Lanka.
Lawmakers in the island nation are considering a bill that would place greater restrictions on houses of worship. Every proposed new church in the Buddhist-majority country has to register with the government, but this legislation would require that all the established churches go through the same process, raising the possibility that some congregations that have been meeting for decades might suddenly be shut down. Christians make up about 7% of the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first of the new year brings hundreds of new laws across the nation. California will start enforcing a measure prohibiting school districts from adopting policies that require staff to notify parents if their children change their gender identification. That legislation was a priority for Democratic lawmakers in California. They wanted to halt such policies passed by several school districts. This is SRN News. This year, value was the name of the game for retailers looking to boost the bottom line.
2024 has been a tough year for U.S. retail and legacy sit-down restaurant chains. Value was in vogue as shoppers and restaurant patrons shifted their behavior, shopping online and cooking at home to save money. Winners included Amazon, H&M, and Nordstrom Rack, fast casual restaurants like Chipotle and Shake Shack, and McDonald's, which drew back customers with a $5 meal deal. Losers included Starbucks, with customers weary of long lines and high prices. Stores like Macy's, Target, and Kohl's, which have been struggling to target merchandise to shoppers' discretionary income, and sellers of big-ticket items like electronics and furniture. I'm Jennifer King.
Troubled discount chain Big Lots is reaching a deal that will keep hundreds of its stores open. It says that the stores will be sold to Gordon Brothers Retail Partners, which specializes in distressed companies. More details at SRNNews.com.